Yeah, hi there. These comments are for Armine, and my goodness, what a battle you have fought so far with this TOEFL, and it looks like you're pretty determined, and I'm also determined at the same time here, and let's take a look at your situation. So you say, hi, Michael. I took the exam on the 19th of October, so you got 23 on the reading, you got 22 on the listening, 22 on the writing. And then you had 28 on the speaking. My goodness, congratulations right there. I mean, do you realize? I mean, that's really the most people have more trouble in the speaking area. You say, I need 100 and up. I keep getting 95, 96 last time. I don't have much time as a deadline for one of the universities I'm applying to is January 1st. But I also study for my dental boards, and that's exactly why I thought just to hurry up with my English test, which is in February 2013, or your dental exam. So could you please let me know what do you think would be the best strategy in my case? As I said, I need 100 and up. Wow. Okay, well, it looks like you need to really focus. I mean, luckily, fortunately, you don't need to worry too much about the speaking. However, when you do subscribe to my course, maybe once a week, do a speaking practice test anyway, just to stay sharp, right? But you need to get more gains. You need at least 20. You need about 2 points in the reading. You need about 3 points in the listening. And then you need 3 points in the writing. So in the reading area, I think my course can probably help you with, in the vocabulary section, I do have 1,700 words that you can learn. Now, I have a pretty good feeling that you will probably know about 60 to 70% of these words already based on your score, but still, I think studying the other 30% is probably going to help you make some gains. In addition to that, my online course has some speed reading practice tests that a lot of students have told me is very important. And what I want to do is to help you read at a minimum of 300 words a minute with 80% comprehension. So I think through the vocabulary and the reading practice test, speed reading practice test, I think you can make some improvements there. In the listening section of my course, I have about 40 different listening practice tests that you can listen to, and you can work on improving your proficiency in those areas. I also have two important lessons in the listening area to help you with your note-taking and also with getting used to listening to authentic, natural English. Now, the note-taking will be important because it helps you learn how to take notes, which is important for the listening and also for the writing portion of the TOEFL, right? So in the integrated writing, which you're not doing so well on right now, you're bothered. In fact, you said you got 2.5 to 3, so you can probably organize your ideas a little bit better, I think. And also my writing section has a series of integrated writing lessons to help you learn how to organize. And also I have 10 different integrated writing practice tests that you can take. So hopefully, I mean, if you do go through those portions of my course, I would like to see you get at least 5 points. I think it's reasonable. I mean, most students are mine. They usually get about 5 to 10 points of improvement for each month that they use my course. So I'm willing to help you fight your battle. Remember that my online course is not very expensive at all. It's not a big investment, but there is a good chance of a very big payoff on your part. So remember that you will get specific feedback from me when you complete the pronunciation, speaking, and the writing portions of my course. So anyway, have a great day. Good to hear from you, and keep up the good work.